Resilient Solutions, Episode 11, How to Dramatically Lower Damaging Relationship Stress with One Simple Action. How is the stress at your house? Right now, because of all the crazy COVID stuff going on, individuals and couples are stressed like I've not seen in years. I'm getting lots of calls at the office, so this particular podcast is designed to help your marriage become stronger and more resilient. Today, I'm going to share with you one action you can take that could dramatically improve your situation today. Well, hello. My name is John Thurman, and welcome to my shortcast, Resilient Solutions, where I help you become more resilient in your personal life, your relationships, your business endeavors, and in your faith. And today, I'm going to reveal one simple action you can take that will dramatically lower your stress in your relationships, your marriage, your work environment, with friends and family. Let's roll right in. I'm so excited if you join me. Once again, thanks for joining Resilient Solutions today. And as a reminder, I try to make sure what I'm blogging about and what I'm doing my shortcast about are correlated, that they're pretty much the same topic. So you can get a copy of what I'm going to be sharing with you today by simply going to johnthurman.net/blog. Be looking for the title, How You Can Dramatically Lower Damaging Relationship Stress with One Action. John Gottman is a professor and a teacher and a mentor that I have followed for years. He is one of the most respected guys on marriages and relationships and helping people build stronger marriages. And he says, successful long-term relationships are created through small words, small gestures, and small acts. Now, being a person of faith, I love that the scriptures really bear this out. And this next little reading is from James, the first chapter, verse 19 in the New Living Translation. This is such an important principle in communication. Understand this, dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. So here's a question for you to ponder just a minute. What action would you take if you knew harm was coming towards your marriage? In today's show, I will show you how to dramatically lower the most damaging relationship stress with one action. Once you grasp this simple process, you'll be able to see dramatic, positive results in your marriage. Let's just face it, with this current scare of the Delta variant, the COVID craziness continues, and if we don't take responsibility and take action, that stress could really mess us up. And the stress that is putting on marriages and businesses is huge. In all of my life, I've never seen so many people reaching out for help with stress in their marriage, with poor communication, with conflict. I'm here to tell you today, if you'll begin doing what I'm talking about today, you will see some relief in your personal life and in your relationship with your kids and with your coworkers. This shortcast is the first part of a two-part process where I'll give you tools that will dramatically impact your relationship in a positive, productive manner. And today I'm going to talk about the first and most important one. Are you ready for that one action, that one big tip that can turn your marriage around? Well, here it is. It's called listen. That's right. Listen. Conversations is all about intentionally engaging each other. There are two roles, one as a listener and one as a speaker. And the speaker's job is to communicate as clearly as possible. The other must listen or ask questions to understand what their partner is saying. The listener's job is not to fix the other person's problem or to bring up their issues. The key is just to listen and understand. So the key to making a dramatic improvement in your relationship is learning to listen. Now, some of you know I'm prior military, and we guys and gals in the military, we like acronyms, we like lists, we like things to be in like an orderly process. And today I'm going to give you an acronym based on the word listen. So are you ready? Let's jump in. And as a reminder, you can see the full text of this at my website, johnthurman.net/blog, and be looking for the title, How You Can Dramatically Lower Damaging Relationship Stress with One Action. L, lean forward. One of the most important things we can do when we're engaged in conversation is to lean forward and lean into the conversation. That way the person talking feels like they've got our complete attention. The second one, I, is use I statements as opposed to you statements. For example, sometimes I don't understand what my wife is trying to say, so I'll say something like, hey, I could be wrong, and the Lord knows I've been wrong before, and I'm pretty sure I'll be wrong again. But this is what I think I hear you saying. Am I in the ballpark? You see, this lets your partner know that you're trying to understand, but you might need some help from them to clarify. That is, to really understand what it is they're trying to say. So that's L-I-S. This is so important. S is all about shared responsibility. Most of us work hard to find ways to blame someone else for our issues. We want to blame our mom and our dad. We want to blame our family. We want to blame the boss. We kind of want to play emotional pin the tail on the donkey and not assume responsibility. One of the best ways you can engage in listening is to share that responsibility. See, the truth is that most people in relationships share responsibility for when things go either really great or when they're really sucky and bad. Dr. Jack Allen is a PhD ethicist that lives in Austin, Texas. Great friend of mine. I love his wit and his wisdom. And here's what he says. He pretty much puts it this way. If you make a mess, take ownership of the mess, confess the mess, but then make sure you clean it up. That's pretty good, isn't it? So L-I-S, T is be tenacious. Don't get stuck in being wimpy or whiny. Lean into the relationship unless it's abusive and do whatever you need to do to make it better. There's so many blogs and YouTube videos and helps out there. There are also people like me who are therapists and relationship coaches. Get help, move forward, and build that life you want. So L-I-S-T. E is encourage. I love this word. It's kind of my DNA. The word courage means to give courage, to impart hope and confidence. Several years, Angie and I were going through a really rough patch in our marriage, went in for some counseling, which we've done about 5 or 6 times over the past 49 years. And I'll never forget what our counselor, Dr. John Grawley, said to us during one of our sessions. He said, Angie, you and John, despite these rough times you're going through, still have a sense of humor and manage to encourage each other despite these deep, tough challenges. That is part of what's going to get you through this season of life. So just encourage one another. Be intentional about finding ways to build each other up. And then N, this is so important once again, negate the negative. Do you know that some reports suggest that couples feel a real negative vibe about their relationship about 50% of the time? To combat this, make sure that you don't dwell on or overthink about the negatives in your relationship. There's enough bad stuff going on in the world. We don't need to focus on it too much. You see, a negative mindset will ultimately destroy the relationship. Instead, be intentional about looking for the positive things. Look for the good. And now let me give you 10 quick tips for going deeper. Number one, be interested, not interesting. Number two, begin by asking questions. Instead of, how's it going? Try something like, what were some of the challenges you faced today? Number three, inquire about the other person's dreams, goals, challenges, insights, and vision. Number four, this is important. Be intentional about finding common ground. People are drawn to others with whom they have things in common. So be focused on linking up with similarities. Number five, turn off anything that glows when you're communicating. Number six, be sure to give verbal cues that you're tracking with someone. Things like, wow. Those little cues let the other person know you're engaged. Remember, lean forward, have good eye contact, and use the cues. Number seven, occasionally be sure you paraphrase the words of the person who's talking. Number eight, maintain good eye contact. Number nine, this is a relationship communication commandment. Do not be formulating a response while the other person is speaking. And the final one, and this is probably the most difficult one, release your agenda. Let the person speak until you feel like you understand where they're coming from. I promise you, if you'll begin to do some of these things, you will see stress melt away. You'll see your spouse be drawn closer to you. Whoever you work on trying to listen to in a more intentional fashion, I'll give you a double dog guarantee that if you'll try these principles, things will begin to immediately improve. I hope you found this episode helpful. My dream for you is that you'll have a resilient, robust marriage. My name is John Thurman, and you've been listening to my shortcast, Resilient Solutions, where I help you become more resilient in your personal life, your relationships, your business endeavors, and in your faith. Once again, if you want to get into the details a little bit more, go to my blog, johnthurman.net/blog. If you'd like more information on my personal coaching and counseling, go to johnthurman.info and you can contact me through that website. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your taking the time out of your busy day to spend a little bit of time with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions or comments, please put them in. And one final reminder before we close, I have a free ebook for you, and all you have to do is text 21WAYS. That's 21 ways, 21 ways with no spaces. Text 21 ways to 33777. 21 ways to 33777. I'll get your email and you'll get a great little ebook I've written on 21 ways to improve your relationships. Thank you so much again. And remember, this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, we'll see you next week. God bless and have a great week.